Praise the Lord. This is Clear Vision, and I'm Rose, and we're together today. We're going to learn how to be all that you can be. Now, we can't learn that in 30 minutes, but we can get started. And then you can continue to learn that when you contact the ministry and start working with me on the Word and knowing how to speak the Word and listen to the Word and act on the Word. I love you so much. I'm so excited about today's broadcast, Dare to Be All You Can Be. So come back with me. I'll see you in just a second. I love you so much, and we're going to have a great time today.
God's royal confidence. Rose confirms that you can expect God to bring His powerful word of blessing to pass in your life. God created you to trust Him, to have confidence in Him and in yourself. Learn today how to turn fear, failure, and defeat into confident, victorious, blessed living every day. Place your order today for God's royal confidence with your seed gift of any amount, and start living in confidence with God. Remember, you too can learn how to turn fear, failure, and defeat into confident, victorious, blessed living every day by placing your order for God's royal confidence with a seed gift of any amount. Place your order today for God's royal confidence with your seed gift of any amount, and start living in confidence with God.
Praise the Lord, we are having so much fun in this studio today. We're laughing about everything, which is the way God wants it to be. He wants us to have a good time in our life. And I have to ask the question today. I have to ask several questions today. For those of you who are really having struggles and just defying the power of God in your life. That's what happens when you struggle. You defy the power of God in your life. See, God has power in your life. So let's ask the question, who and or what has the most influence on your life? Do you make choices based on what the television news says or what someone in your family says? Well, I have some great news today. You can choose to act on what God says. You can choose to act on your blood covenant partnership with God. There are so many things that God has designed for you to be part of. He has designed you to be His child. He has designed you to be a holy man or woman or child of God, of Him. He has brought you into places as His most perfect, holy, righteous child. He has given you the ability to be strong. He's given you the power to walk through and leap over walls, and we've talked about that on another program. God has given you strength. He has created you to dream. To dream dreams that no man could understand. To dream things and to go places and do things that it doesn't even seem possible in the natural. But that's because you're not in the natural when you live with God. You're in the supernatural. You're not just human, you're superhuman. Superhuman. That means that everything that the enemy tries to bring against you is already defeated. Because you have the superhuman, blessed righteousness of Christ living in your spirit and in your heart and in your mind and in your physical body. You have the ability to be everything that God has called you to be. But you have to do it with Christ. Now, today we're going to talk about the part of God's creation for you that makes you His partner. Partnerships are interesting. They require agreement. In the Vine's Greek, the word says that covenant partnership means a coming together, an agreement, a mutual human or divine undertaking on the part of God between two parties or more, each binding himself to fulfill God's promise. Now, I expect Almighty God to fulfill His promises for you. I expect you to receive those promises. God expects you to receive those promises. God expects you to love Him. He expects you to require Him, to be the greatest and give you the most blessed life possible. God is your covenant partner. That's a blood covenant that he created and cut with Christ in His blood when Jesus died on the cross. That's what that covenant is about, okay? Then we have another area that we can walk in with God. Past that covenant, past that and within that covenant partnership. God is the ownership. He owns you. He has ownership of you, okay? Let's look at 1 Corinthians 6:19-20. 1 Corinthians 6:19-20 says, "Do you not know that your body is the temple, the very sanctuary of the Holy Spirit who lives within you, who you have received as a gift from God? You are not your own. You were bought with a price, purchased with a preciousness and paid for, made His own. So then, honor God and bring glory to Him in your body." Bring glory to God in your life. Your body, your mind, your spirit, your physical being, everything in your life belongs to God. Your finances, your joy, your attitude, your thoughts, what you think, how you speak. If you don't enjoy your life, you belong to God. So now you're making the choice to not enjoy your life. Give God an opportunity. Give Him an opportunity and just see how powerful He is. Give Him an opportunity to love you. Let God love you, because love never fails. God says, "Anyone doing my love and word by faith, I will bless in his doing." That's James 1:22-25. God wants you to trust Him. He wants you to trust Him in every area of your life. You are His lover. You are His giver. You're not a taker. Don't act out of fear. Instead, act out of love and grace and mercy. Make that choice. Be all that God has created you to be. When you are sowing into the kingdom, your time, your life, your money, your prayers, when you are sowing into the kingdom, you are honoring God with your life. When you sow into the kingdom, you are ministering to people that God loves them. You're ministering His hope to them. You're ministering the joy that He has for you, for me, for everyone. We don't have to turn on the news to see what's going on in the world. We can just read back in the Word and know that it's all going to repeat itself. Everything is going to be repeated from the news as a tragedy. And it is tragic. But your life doesn't have to be tragic. I talk to so many people that have loved ones that are living with addictions and living with alcohol addictions, sexual addictions, drug addictions, and you're constantly devastated. You're constantly disappointed because you have expectations of that individual that isn't possible for them to meet. You want them to be rational. You want them to be logical. You want them to make good decisions. You want to be able to trust their behavior. And and it's not possible. It's not possible because I've come to understand that those kind of attitudes, those kind of devastations in people's lives, drugs, alcohol, sexual addictions, it's almost like a form of insanity. When you are outside of the mind of God, when you are outside of the presence of God, it's almost like being at a level of insanity, meaning you don't have a right mind. But see, we've been given the mind of Christ. You have the gorgeous, wonderful, beautiful, powerful mind of Christ, a mind that gives you skill, wisdom, and understanding. So let's take some of that skill, wisdom, and understanding today, and let's stop being bewildered about other people. Let's stop being concerned about their manipulations and their denials. Let's stop and let's be loving. Let's stop and be understanding. Now, I'm not saying that excuses their behavior or any behavior of anybody that does the wrong thing, but beloved, you and I know the Lord. So we can make that choice. We can make that choice to be all that we can be, which is to be forgiving, which is to be responsible in the relationship. And that doesn't mean you keep yourself subjected to that person's behavior. I'm going to talk more about this when I come back in just a minute. And I love you so much. I'll see you in just a few seconds.
God's Royal Confidence. Rose confirms that you can expect God to bring His powerful word of blessing to pass in your life. God created you to trust Him, to have confidence in Him and in yourself. Learn today how to turn fear, failure, and defeat into confident, victorious, blessed living every day. Place your order today for God's Royal Confidence with your seed gift of any amount, and start living in confidence with God. Remember, you too can learn how to turn fear, failure, and defeat into confident, victorious, blessed living every day by placing your order for God's Royal Confidence with a seed gift of any amount. Place your order today for God's Royal Confidence with your seed gift of any amount and start living in confidence with God.
The joy of the Lord is your strength. And not only that, the joy of the Lord keeps you excited about life. And we've been talking about being all we can be in Christ. And there's so much of that. There's so many things that God wants us to be in Him. And being His covenant partner keeps you in that relationship with Him, keeps you in that blessed attitude with Him, that puts you in the position that you can do all that He asks you to do, and you can have all He has for you to have, which is everything. God has so many good things planned for you. So many good things. And if you've already experienced some of that, you don't have to fear that you won't ever have more of it, because you will. I want you to understand today that we are to keep our focus on Christ. We're to keep our focus on God the Father. Because we've been called, when we're asked to be all we can be for Christ, we're called to give Jesus to the world. That's not just for people in ministry like myself with this television broadcast or in my ministry. That's for every person that knows the Lord. We're called to give Jesus to the world. We're called to be the best. To be the very best that we can be. We're called to be all that we can be for Christ, because God's victory is in us right now. Don't try to put God in a box. He is too big to be put in any boxes. I get tickled when people call in and say, "Well, I told God the other day," like He didn't know, or, "I made sure God understood that I was Couldn't he see that I was hurting? God is not informed. He knows everything. And when we don't know God, doesn't mean he dies. When we don't acknowledge God, doesn't mean he isn't existing. It just means that now he's not present. He's not operating in the presence of our lives. I want you to understand that when we believe, when we accept Christ into our heart, and when we believe that God is our Father, we've not done him any big great favor. He loves you. Your loving him is a gift from him. See, everything we have is a gift from him. The love that you have is a gift from him. The ability to choose him is a gift from him. The ability to stand in your salvation and walk strong and tall is a gift from him. God wants us to never forget that he's given us gifts. And those gifts are for our best interest, our best benefit. The gift of covenant partnership is a gift. Covenant partnership, agreeing with God, walking in divine covenant partnership with God as his child. That is a gift. That is a free gift from God that gives you strength, that gives you courage, that gives you superhuman power. That covenant partnership enables you to do things that you couldn't do naturally, to have things that you could never dream of having. I talk a lot about why Jesus came. He said, I've come that you have and enjoy life. How do you have and enjoy life? By receiving, by agreeing with that with God. Sometimes when people are devastated and they're sharing with me their crisis and their struggles, and I'm listening in the Holy Spirit, I hear the Lord say, let that person know. Let them know that they can decide today and they can enjoy me. And that if anything that's coming into their life does not allow them to enjoy their life or enjoy their life with me, then it's not from me. And they can step back from it. And they don't have to walk in that. And people don't seem to, they seem to either not know that or forget that. And I didn't used to know that. But that's a great guide if you're struggling with anything in your life. If you want to come through that thing with the victory that God has for you and be victorious while you're coming through it, then just ask that question. Is this allowing me to enjoy my life with Christ? Is this allowing me to have a good life? This circumstance, this person, this attitude, this way of thinking, is this allowing me to love God with all my heart? Is this allowing me to love other people? Is this allowing me to love myself? God wants you to let him care about you. He wants to care about you. He wants to care about your problems. He wants to care about your dreams. He wants to care about things that are in everything that's in your life. God wants to have you experience him. He wants you to experience wonders and astounding circumstances that defy imagination. And there are things that God has planned for you that would defy your imagination. See, Ephesians 3:20 says God is able and willing to do far above and beyond anything you can dare pray, ask, hope, think, dream, or imagine. But most people get to that point. They're ready to cross that threshold where they can see the dream that God has given them in their heart fulfilled, or begin to see it fulfilled, and they give up. God doesn't want you to give up. God doesn't want you to step back. He doesn't want you to shrink back. He doesn't want you to step back. He doesn't want you to sit down. He's always ready for you to move continuously forward, growing, developing, strengthening yourself, just like with your body and eating right and exercising and eating the right foods and saying the right things in your mind, thinking the right things, honoring God with your body. Every day is a new day, and it's a miracle. The miracle isn't that the day is here. The miracle is that you get a second chance every day. You and I get a second chance every day. And sometimes in our days, we get second, third, fourth, and fifth chances. I always was concerned about that little story about the guy on the roof when the flood came and the boat came and he wouldn't get off the roof. He said, God will take care of me. And then a helicopter came and he said, no, I'm not leaving this roof to get out of this flood because God will take care of me. And then he died. And the end of the little story is that you know, God said, well, I sent you a helicopter, I sent you a boat. God is not a God of two chances and you're out. That's not right. God is a new God every day. Every day is new. Every day is new and it's a miracle. Every day has chances in it, and first chances, second chances, third chances, fourth chances. And I've heard people say this, well, I know God will, if I went to the gates of hell, God would snatch me back. Honey, God will go right into the pit of hell if he has to for you. His son did. See, God's not, don't put him in that box. Don't decide what God will or won't do for you. Read the word. Study the word. Speak the word. Stand on the word. Take hold of the word. Sow the word. Sow the love that God has for you. Sow it into your heart. Sow it into your mind. And then sow it into somebody else's life. Because we've been called to go into all the world and preach the gospel. And this is the time now. This is the time that God's opened those doors beyond anything anybody could ever dream. Every day with this ministry, we're sowing. Every day, we're increasing. We're now distributing over 30,000 pieces of ministry resources a month. That's wonderful, but it's not enough. I love you for being with me today. I love you for listening to the Lord's word. I love you because you're who you are, not just who you are in him. I'll be back in just a second. We're going to pray, and I'll see you then. I love you.
God's Royal Confidence. Rose confirms that you can expect God to bring his powerful word of blessing to pass in your life. God created you to trust him, to have confidence in him and in yourself. Learn today how to turn fear, failure, and defeat into confident, victorious, blessed living every day. Place your order today for God's Royal Confidence with your seed gift of any amount and start living in confidence with God. Remember, you too can learn how to turn fear, failure, and defeat into confident, victorious, blessed living every day by placing your order for God's Royal Confidence with a seed gift of any amount. Place your order today for God's Royal Confidence with your seed gift of any amount and start living in confidence with God.
Praise the Lord. I'm so happy we've had this time together today, and I've been privileged, had the very greatest, highest privilege of the Lord to come to you and share the word with you and to speak to you about the power of God and show you a little bit in 30 minutes how to be all that you can be in the Lord. And that's, it takes more than 30 minutes to learn that. But right now I want us to pray together. If you don't know the Lord, I want you to pray with me right now. Father, thank you. I want to receive you, Father. I want to receive your son, Jesus, into my life. I want to know you beyond anything I can dream. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. I accept you as the Son of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for that gift. Thank you, Lord. Amen and amen. If you've prayed that little prayer of salvation, then you have received the Lord Christ into your heart, and now He is your Lord and Savior. Give me a call and let's talk about it. And for those of you who are watching and now you know the Lord already, I have to say that many times we don't do a very good job. We don't, any of us, do a very good job of being all that God's asked us to be. He originally built into us to be great, to be His royal grand champions, to be His covenant partner, to be His holy children. He built that into us. He didn't qualify us before He called us. He didn't qualify us before He called us. He qualifies us after He calls us. He already knew He would qualify us. So, Father, today we thank You. I praise You, Lord, that I can stand before You in Your presence. Knowing You, Father, not even as much as I will, but knowing You to the level that I do. Lord, I thank You today that I can look hard, Father, into Your glory, that I can seek You and You will help me be all that I can be in You, Father. I thank You today, Father, that I'm going to have Your help to change how I talk, to change how I think, to change how I act, and I give You glory and honor, Father. I thank You that You have faith in me. Father, thank You for Your faith in me. Thank You, Lord, that You love me and that You've shown me how to be loving. You've shown me how to be kind. You've shown me how to be all that I can be every day. And I give You glory and honor, Father. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
This month's free offer is 30 Days the Champion in You. Do you want to experience the abundant, rich life in Jesus, as promised in John 10 and 10? This simple, yet extremely effective daily devotional by Rose is a powerful tool to help you set your thoughts on victory. To the glory of God, God has promised to lead you in total victory as His grand champion in every area of your life.